So we'll get back to Nachamish Gamzu in the raid of Yatzah Shem, but just one ha'ara before we turn the page, and that is, so Nachamish Gamzu was Nebuch Meduka Bi Yisurin. And the Talmidim asked him, "You're such a tzaddik, like what did you do to deserve this?" He says, "I'll tell you the truth, I brought this onto myself. I asked for this." And he tells him the story with the Araman. He didn't treat him the way he thought maybe he could have treated him, although everybody asks, what was he supposed to do? The Araman asked him for food, so he says, "Okay, let me take it off the chamar and I'll give it to you." It's not clear from the story what Nochem Ish Gamzu could have done differently. But the point is that Nochem Ish Gamzu said that this was something that he took upon himself. So the question is, what does that mean? It means he physically hurt himself? Is that what it means? He made himself blind, he chopped his hands off and his feet off. That seems very schwer, because that's not something that a person is really allowed to do. And although we've mentioned in the past many times that Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshes, they're the two well-known Saginars and Shas, they made themselves blind. They made themselves into Saginars because they had made a Kabbalah. They would never look outside the Dalai Lama, and they couldn't be Mekabbalah. The Ram brings it in the first parak, Masechtes Kedushin, Vadvarim Atikin. But if you look in the Marsha on this Gemara, so the Marsha says, quote, "Aval ani ba'atzmi garamti li." What Nochem Ish Gamzu meant to say was, he says that I caused it to myself, lekabel oynish kaze olai. I was mekabel the oynish. Not that he physically harmed himself, but he made some sort of kabbalah. In the world of kabbalas, he made a kabbalah that he was going to receive this oynish. The king derech atzadikin, lekabel alein yisurim ba'olam hazeh, sheyeh scharon mesholem la'olam haba. It's the derech of tzadikim that the mekabel yisurim in this world, because they know that if the mekabel yisurim in this world, they get more schar in the next world. Right? In the dar of the mekubalim, it was very common for people to take upon sigufim and do different things. So this is that concept. But the point is, he was mekabel the yisurim. The king derech atzadikin, lekabel. Just one sushtal to this that I think brings it out a little bit sharper, and that is in Parshas Vayetze, Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemer. So Yaakov Avinu, he's running away from his brother Esav, he's on his way to Beis Lavan, he's afraid, Shema Yeger Machet, he's in a very risky time of life. So Yaakov Avinu makes a neder, Im Yeli Kimi Modi, Ushmarani B'Derech Hazeh Asher Anoichi Hoylich, V'Nosan Li Lechem Lechel Uveged Lilbash, V'Shafti B'Sholim El Veis Aviv Hoya Hashem Li Lelikim, Pashim. Yaakov tells Hashem, if you're going to protect me, you're going to watch me, you're going to give me food, you're going to give me clothing, you're going to allow me to return back to my father's house in Eretz Yisrael. Then, what am I going to do for you? Everything that you're going to give me, I'm going to give Meiser, the Gemara learns from here, the halacha of Chaimish. But one of the things Yaakov Avinu said was V'hoya Hashem li le'elokim. Now, Pasha, when you read the pasuk, V'hoya Hashem li le'elokim sounds like Yaakov Avinu is making a deal with Hashem, right? So, Hashem, you have to do this, and I'm going to do that. Im yeli kimi modi, uchmarani b'derech hazeh. V'nasan li lechem lechel, u'beged l'ulbosh, v'shafti b'sholom v'esavi, V'hoya Hashem li le'elokim. That's, Hashem, what you're going to do. What I'm going to do is, V'evan azayis ashesamti matzeh v'yeh beisel again, plus I'm going to give ma'isah. But the Sefurna teaches it in a way where it's mashma differently. V'hoya Hashem li le'elokim, this is Yaakov Avinu's Kabbalah. Yaakov Avinu says, V'hoya Hashem li le'elokim, one line. Hineni mekabel olai me'ata. I'm being mekabel on myself today. Sha'akel yizbarech, hamirachem, Yaakov Avinu tells Hashem, I'm going to make a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is V'hoya Hashem. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'hoya Avaya, which is Midas HaRachamim, Lilei Lekim. Elikim is Midas Adin. Yaakov Avinu said, Hineni Mekabel Olai Me'ato. Sha'akel Yizbarach HaMirachim. That Hashem Yiyah Lilei Lekim. V'yisnaik Imi B'Midas Adin. I heard once from Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said in the name of Rabbi Moshe Chavroini. He said that Rabbi Moshe Chavroini said that what's pshat in the Sephorna? So he says, because we always talk about this, that it was all about Machshava to create the world by Midas Adin, but ultimately the world was created by Midas Arachim. But we know Tzadikim sometimes are judged with the Midas Adin. Tzadikim medaktikin aleim kichut hasayret. That's pshat in the Gemara Menachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu saw the punishment of Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu was very taken aback. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kach olo lefonai b'machshava, because it was all about machshava, midas adin, and based on that, there's a bria, there's an existence of midas adin. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said in the name of Moshe Chavroni, dosim pshat in the sforno. Yaakov Avinu was being mekabel that he wanted to live in the world of midas adin. Hineni mekabel olai me'ato, shakel yisbarach hamirachim, yi alilei lekim v'yisnaik imi b'midas adin. Maybe this is pshat in the Marsha. Nachum ish gamzu made a Kabbalah. His Kabbalah was that he was going to end up with all these Yisurim. What happened? All of a sudden, his life turned into Yisurim. The kein derech hatzadik in the Kabbalah leim Yisurim b'olam hazeh shniy eschare meshulam b'olam haba. It's a Kabbalah of the Hoya Hashem li le'lekim. It's a Kabbalah to tap into this world of kach olu lefanu b'machshava. It sounds like the last thing in the world a person would ever want. But this is a tremendous madrega. It's the madrega of Yaakov Avinu, who's the Amud of the Yisurim of Klal Yisrael, the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, of Kach Olu Lefanu B'Machshava, and in this Gemara, maybe it was also the Madrega of Nochem Ish Gamzu.